This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's have some fun and be informed, shall we? Good Day Health. It seems these programs, these hours together, just sort of string together. They are complementary and the coefficient of lots of work. In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, to talk about his specialty. He's a cardiologist, but because his knowledge is so broad, and he comes from a traditional medical background, this degree from that place, another degree from another place, and you got degrees, and also he has a certain amount of common sense, which is helpful. Not sure that's always the case when it comes to medicine. He's just someone that I have great respect for, and that's why he is here. Good Day Health, with a focus on Ken's expertise, which a lot of it comes from him examining all of these journals, the clinical journals that come from the various groups that are all about medicine and your health. For example, the focus from the American Medical Association's journal on mental stress. Most people discount this, and I wonder, as a cardiologist, Ken, how often you see the results of stress directly in terms of cardiological problems.
Well, the old news is that regarding the heart, mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking, so I see a lot of stressed mentally people every day, and I don't know a good cardiologist who isn't part-time psychiatrist, because we know that the heart won't function, work at its best, unless the head, the brain, is not well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so wellness, this is the old mind-body connection. I add one leg to that, the mind body-spirit connection, or spirit-mind-body connection, all of those things. Some are temporal, some are tangible, and some are not. In terms of mental stress, it may not be that the energy that's coming into your body that makes you crazy, that may not be something visible. But when you get down to brass tacks, if you're under that stress all the time and your body is not able to handle it, you see the results in problems of the heart. Now, this study is focusing on the immune system, which is, again, something that's, oh, so important.
The news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, is that intense emotional stress increases your odds of developing an autoimmune disease. We all know about the immune system. It helps us fight the bugs and the foreign bodies that get into our own body. Autoimmune disease occurs when this immune system starts attacking our own body, thinking it's foreign, destroying the body. Obviously, this is not good. And the news is that stress is associated with a whopping 36% greater risk of developing 41 autoimmune diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, Crohn's disease, and celiac disease. Several possible explanations for why stress can increase the chances of developing an autoimmune disease, Doug, include getting less sleep, increased drug or alcohol use, and direct effects of stress on the nervous system. The good news is that treating stress lowers the risk of autoimmune disease. So please get some help if you need it. You don't have to go directly to drugs. This is where exercise is wonderful once the doctor says it's okay. Or even a good therapist is so helpful.
So, celiac disease. I'm surprised to hear that's in the list of things that are created out of stress.
Autoimmune.
When you and I talked about it, because I had a problem with it, I don't know. Once you have a problem with it, does it go away? Because we tried two or three different things on two or three different occasions to deal with the celiac, which is basically a gluten intolerance, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like the autoimmune immune system may attack some of those special receptors in the GI system, but it's all being studied and figured out. But there does appear to be an autoimmune component to all this.
So, I guess when I think about all the things that we can be exposed to, frankly, I'm surprised any of us are still alive.
You know, when you get well, right maybe down. Maybe medicine is doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at all the hazards out there,
there are.
God, the people I heard this. I don't know, I've heard it a couple of different times, I guess, actually, and I don't know why it's sticking in my mind now. But when the humans extinguish themselves and ruin it for everybody alive on two legs, the bacteria will take over.
Well, there are a lot of hazards out there, but the body, if you take good care of it, is amazingly well suited to help you and take care of itself.
I think we underplay the role of the immune system in our health. I don't think people are taught that when it comes to learning about health. Well, certainly we're not doing a good job in public schools teaching.
I don't think you and I have underestimated it in the last 10 years.
Nope, not at all. But when you're being taught about how your body works, think about this if you're a parent. Teach your children, and understand it yourself too, by the way, the implications that it has on your own longevity, but teach your children about having immune system. Most of the time, when we get into our discussions about vaccines for various things, I always make the comment, especially when it comes to the flu, that if you have a strong immune system, you're not going to bother. It's not going to bother you. It's not going to get to you. And then, you know, we can parse it and take it apart. What the immune system does is protect your body. That's what its job is. The white blood cells are there to fight off inflammation, which causes disease. So as you started that, I'm thinking about the products that people have. And I'm not, maybe I'll do it as a commercial, but I'm thinking how much of our life and what kind of products. I'm thinking about the people that come to me and say, I want you to advertise this product in my program. And how many of them are companies that work to turn around or challenge the status quo when it comes to your immune system, because you make a mess of your immune system. You smoke, you drink, you eat too much of the bad foods. You're trying to kill yourself. You extinguish the value of the immune system by being stupid. That's really kind of what it is. If you have a strong immune system, you can fight off all of these things. And it comes from, and I will make this sort of a crass commercial message in a way. We have two products that get talked about all the time on my various programs. One of them is something called Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula, Ken, that cleanses your body of all those toxins and the molds, the parasites. You must see every day the results of people who, again, with bad eating habits, and it's harder, let's face it, to get away from pesticides and herbicides and processing and food today. It's just very hard. So these people, this company, on their website have a picture of a parasite. Have you ever seen a parasite when you were in medical school or whatever, parasites in one's body? I mean, we sometimes hear of tapeworms that come out, but parasites just sort of stick to the wall of the stomach and or the intestines, right?
And they're
ugly. Oh, my God, are they ugly looking. So you want to get rid of these puppies? Go to getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship the tea. It's called Life Change Tea to you without cost. Getthetea.com. And then the other thing that's great for your immune system is the fruits and veggies that are in capsule form, courtesy of the folks at Balance of Nature Nutrients. We know you're supposed to get a dozen or so servings of whole ripened fruits and vegetables a day, but we don't do it. So you fork over some money, sometimes big money, to enhance your immune system, when really all you have to do is put the fruits and veggies into your body, and this company, Balance of Nature, can show through research that when you stay on the program for a month, your immune system will be enhanced by 700%. You take one fruit and one veggie capsule in the morning and one at night, and you will have the impact of strengthening, because that's what fruits and vegetables, that's why we say. Ken will say, eat your fruits, eat your vegetables, because that's what keeps your immune system strong. It is all about your immune system. Your entire health quotient is dependent on having a strong immune system. So go to balanceofnature.com. Get this product in your life. You can get a bargain free month supply at the beginning using the code DJV. It's really a fabulous product. I take it every day. Matter of fact, I'm giving it to my new dog, Daisy. It can make sure her immune system. I think dogs and humans work on the same principle, don't they, Ken? As far as
immune
system is concerned. Yeah, right. All right. So that product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for special discounts and a free month supply at the beginning at balanceofnature.com.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, so back to Dr. Ken. Our focus on some of the news this week from the world of medicine. Dr. Ken's office, Lake Cardiology in Florida, is it's a real panacea. Going in there with his folks, they were fabulous as a staff, very helpful, very interested in you personally. And so that's why a lot of people around the country come visit Ken. They hear him on the radio and they think, you know what, I'm going to go down and check this out. Check out his whole, it is a service industry for sure. It's a business. Yes, it is. It's a clinic. 352-735-1400, but it's different. It's not just a business. A lot of doctors now are forced to just run a business. They have billable hours, all that stuff. Ken's not like that, never will be like that. You can hear his interest in you by just listening to how he is on the radio. So if you want to get into the personal side of him and his help, see him at Lake Cardiology by dialing up 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. As a cardiologist, you focus a lot, and we do too here, on heart stuff. So we're going to talk about some of the heart studies. But first, I saw this frightening story of the venomous caterpillar. Who ever heard of a venomous caterpillar?
There are some lessons in this for all of us. This appeared in the Orlando Sentinel. 15-year-old Logan Parola, Doug, was picking up tree branches just last weekend when he inadvertently touched a southern flannel moth. Have you ever heard of that?
No, never.
A southern flannel moth, it's also known as a pus caterpillar because of its soft fur. It's one of the most venomous caterpillars in the United States. Common reactions to the stings, it includes headache, fever, nausea, and convulsions. The caterpillars, they like citrus, oak, and elm trees. Logan had to go to the ER for treatment of his allergic reaction to the stings to receive intravenous steroids and antihistamines. To prevent all this, you want to use gloves and cover the rest of your skin if you're going to handle these specific trees.
All right. There's a word to the wise. Venomous caterpillars, though. Who would have thought? 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen.
Health Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Here we are. It's 23 after the hour. Good Day Health. The Good Day Health show. We have lots of information and a podcast as well that's developed out of all of this that both Ken and Jack have a hand in. Matter of fact, the podcast that's up now at gooddayhealthshow.com featuring Dr. Ken, we discuss the three main actions that you have to take to survive cancer in the current podcast. And then there's news that over one-third of us taking drugs suffer from depression. Dr. Ken lists those drugs, so you'll be aware of them in the new podcast. There's also a new study showing that having your child's tonsils removed shouldn't be automatic. That's something very important, and there's more good news for those who drink three or four cups of coffee a day. If you're under 65, you can't make up for lost sleep during the week by napping on the weekend. Studies show that number of... I thought we said the opposite of that. If you're under 65, you can make up for lost sleep.
You definitely can, yes.
Yeah, that's not correct information. All right, I have to correct that. But anyway, find the archives at gooddayhealthshow.com. Find an informational tidbit on almost anything going on in your bodies. All right, so as Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, a cardiologist, let's delve into a couple of the things that come from the world of heart care. And I was just mentioning sleep, when we make up our sleep. So how does that render a youngster versus somebody that's older? If you're not getting enough sleep, how does it affect the heart?
Well, we discussed last week about adults under the age of 65, that they could actually make up for lost sleep during the week on the weekend. So it is good to just let your body sleep without an alarm clock on the weekend, and it'll help a lot. The news this week is out of the medical journal Pediatrics about our young teenagers. Most kids do not get enough sleep. If you've got a young teen, you know that, and that may put them on a path to future heart trouble, is the news this week, Doug. Young teens who sleep less than 7 hours a night, they tend to have more body fat, elevated blood pressure, and less healthy cholesterol levels. All of these are bad for the heart.
So, what do you, other, is it just as simple as make sure you get enough rest? Is it
take
that
away,
simple?
Take away their cell phones,
I know,
and they'll sleep.
Ay. All right, let's see here. Marriage and its impact on heart disease, heart attacks. We've heard these sorts of things before, relationships, that sort of thing. You live longer if you're married. I don't know whether you live longer better. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this, Ken.
All right, just the facts. This is out of the medical journal this week.
No, let's have a little discussion of what really, never mind the facts. Get the facts first, then let's apply them.
This is out of the medical journal Heart this week, that people who are married are less likely to develop a cardiovascular disease or die from a heart attack or stroke than individuals who are not married. These conclusions are from a review of 34 previous studies involving more than 2 million people. There are many reasons marriage might have a protective effect, Doug, including potentially more financial stability and more social support. Married patients, they're more likely to take their medications, more likely to participate in rehabilitation, and more likely to recognize early symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So, but isn't it everybody and how they live?
That's
we're not
assuming
all the same,
you don't right? have a high stress marriage. If you have a very high stress marriage, then it may offset all these benefits.
If you have a high stress marriage, why are you married? What's the point? If you're going to be married, you ought to be married or have a long term relationship with somebody that you like to be around. Sure, there's going to be problems from time to time, but if you're constantly upset and under stress, you don't like. I was talking to somebody the other day who just is so unhappy. And they don't know how to get out of the situation they're in. It's called a divorce. You know, some things just don't work long term. So you made a mistake, or maybe it's fine at the beginning, but then things change. So take some action. 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Is San Diego the smartest city in the world? Well, San Diego, California now features lampposts that may look normal, but they're actually equipped with data collecting sensors about nearby people, cars, and even air quality. The streetlights are wirelessly connected to each other and the cloud, allowing you to access the info on your phone. So instead of driving around looking for a parking spot, the lights above can notify you exactly where there is an open spot. It's faster, more efficient, and causes less emissions. And to respect privacy, the sensors strip out any personal info like faces or license plates. San Diego is spending more than $30 million on this new technology, which includes the deployment of 3,000 of these lamppost sensors to make San Diego one of the smartest cities in the world. To learn more, visit sandiego.gov. That's sandiego.gov.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The sounds of migrant children separated from their parents in a detention center was loud and clear on the House floor on Friday. Los Angeles area Congressman Ted Lieu was called out of order when he used a digital recorder to play the sounds of what advocates say are children crying out for their parents after border agents separated them.
There is no rule in the house that says I cannot play sounds from a detention facility.
The gentleman will suspend the use of the device. It is in violation of Rule 17. The sergeant-at-arms will enforce the rules of decorum.
When approached by several plainclothed people ready to shut him down, Lieu relented and turned the recorder off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Good Day Health on the air. Focus on you and your well-being. A lot of different apps around. A lot of great information is around. How do you know what to believe, who to trust, and what is... It's very difficult. And maybe even today. I don't know how this reflects on your overall... I use the term business. On your expertise. What are your feel, I guess. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist. But you know, anybody's got an MD behind their name. It seems to me belongs to a very exclusive club, Ken. And with that goes great responsibility to do things. It isn't just about, yeah, you got to make a living, you got to pay your bills. But there's something extra that goes with being a doctor. And the public holds you, you know, of all of the various things, you know, they hold broadcasters in low esteem. Newscasters, yeah, looking around, who's held in highest esteem? Mostly, if you ask people, they'll tell you their doctor. So that's a heck of a thing to have to live up to, but it's part of the choice that you make when you decide you want to do this for a living. So, you know, we look around at some of the things that are problems, and you wonder, you know, what do you do to handle the germs and what's incubating in your body, and how do you tell people bad news and that sort of stuff. So anyway, I'm being a little philosophical here because I think that you do have one heck of a responsibility, and it's very hard sometimes when people... Do people get mad at you when you tell them the truth? Do people ever get angry when you say, "I'm sorry, sir, you're going to die," or, you know, "You've been doing a horrible job"? You're not going to tell people you've been doing a horrible job taking care of yourself, but, you know, you can't just eat, drink, and be merry, because it takes its toll. National Science Foundation is spending $3 million to discover how to make Americans consume less food, water, and energy. I thought that was interesting. They have developed something called the Household Metabolism Tracker, which monitors how much water we drink, how much food we eat, how much energy. This is really big government. You and I are both negative when it comes to big government stuff. They want to change people's behavior. Isn't that all just through... Shouldn't it be through education? That is, the educational tools that are given to teachers when you're in school learning about how your body works. Shouldn't that be part of what is instilled, almost to the point of fear? If you do this... I remember, and I'm going to give you an example. When I was in, I think it was junior high school, police officer in charge of the drug unit in Framingham came into our classroom, and he showed us the results that happen to people who smoke a lot, who drink a lot. He had pictures and actual, he had stomach tissue and lung tissue and heart tissue that showed the kids, and the kids were all scared. They're petrified. This is what happens. My mother smokes. My father drinks. This is what's happening to their body. I remember this, and again, it was like the eighth grade or something. It had its impact on me. Maybe that's one of the reasons that I live the healthy lifestyle. I don't know. I mean, I saw a lot of abuse as a kid anyway growing up. Maybe that's why I pay more attention. But what do you think about the best way of educating? Is fear sometimes a good way when you see a client that obviously is going to kill himself and you say to them, okay, pal, if you don't lose 40 pounds, you'll be dead in a year. Can you say that? Can you hear yourself saying that to somebody that comes to your office? If you don't do this, you'll be dead in a year.
Well, I don't quite say that because I've seen doctors be wrong doing that, and a patient will never, ever forget that. And our predictive powers are not 100%. So I don't know whether that works, and I can't tell you how many patients have come my way telling me that doctors told them 30 years ago that they'd be dead by now. And then they lose total credibility with the medical profession when that happens, because, you know, burn them once and then they won't believe you after that. So I try to talk to people in terms of risk, which I think is a more reasonable way to approach this. And you know, there are some people, they're incredibly lucky. They're rare, but they have incredible genes, and they do all the wrong things, and they lived in the 90s.
I remember meeting a guy who smoked all his life. I'm 96 years old, and I've been smoking my whole life. Don't tell me it's bad for you. Well, 96% of the population would be dead long before they get to be 96 if they smoked the way this guy did. So sometimes it's, I suppose, luck, right? The luck of the draw?
Well, it's genes and lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, that's the luck of the draw. And that, you know, what your genetic makeup is, unless you believe.
But lifestyle is not luck.
No, it isn't. Not at all. Uh-uh. So, anyway.
We all have a huge, and we talked about it more this week, we all have a huge impact on our own health.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. All right, I saw something that I wanted, I don't think we've talked about this, the new memory diet, salmon, leafy greens, healthy fats, mostly listen to music from Mozart, that kind of stuff as the diet for your body and your head to make sure your memory is better. Now, and there's no brainer when it comes to fish. It's all the it's omega-3s. That's great for your brain, right?
Absolutely. I like getting them. Are you leading to a specific way of getting
these? No, I'm just asking. I'm looking at this study.
Yes.
That was done, and the outcome of it, the positive changes, the MRIs that are performed on people, they watch them, what happens in their brain when they have omega-3s, and I guess it's leafy greens or vitamin K, that kind of stuff. But you got to be careful about that, because that's what caused my father's stroke. So how do you know how to ameliorate that?
There are definitely foods that are good to improve the memory. You talked about getting the omegas, and those are from especially the oily fish, salmon, albacore tuna, sardines, but also avocados, beets, blueberries, broccoli, celery, even dark chocolate. There's many good foods to help the memory.
I saw in this the effects of meditation on the brain as well, how that really impacts. Do you ever meditate in the sense, well,
like, not formally, but I mean, meditation, it works for people. It's a good thing if you like to do
great.
It. Exercise is also great for the brain, both mentally and physically. Exercise.
Well, that's a form of meditation, in a manner of speaking. What you're thinking about as you go through your routine. When I'm on my tractor out in the field, that's a fabulous form of meditation. Look up at the sky, take stock of what you have, be thankful. Gratitude's great. Having a great attitude toward life and to the higher power. I think all that stuff is
crossword puzzles, even dancing is good for the brain.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. From the source, the authority, Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Here's something else, as long as we're in the oil department. Let's talk about Krill Omega 50 from Purity Products. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It has omega-3s in it, so that just answers the call of what we were just talking about, why you need a lot of omega-3s in your system, cardiovascular health for your brain, get the blood to your muscles, all over your body. That's what omega-3s do. And then there's krill oil, which is a fairly new discovery. You get, I think, 500 milligrams of that in this small pill from Purity Products, the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's all about your joints, joint comfort, lubricating the bursa, that sort of thing. That's what happens with that kind of oil. So various oils, you need them in your body, and Purity's been smart enough to put them together and add CoQ10 for energy. This is a fabulous way to make your body work to its ultimate potential. And the folks at Purity are so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle for you to put it to the test. So no more debates. Call 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. Pay for the shipping of Krill Omega 50 Plus, and you get the bottle, you try it, you'll feel the difference in 7 days. I know you will. I get on it. That's exactly what happened to me. So let's get this going now into your body. Call 800-355-1493. It's just so good for you. 800-355-1493.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hurst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your immune system. Do you have a weakened immune system? If you have tattoos, then that's probably the reason you have a weak immune system. You may want to hold off on getting any more tattoos, especially if you're on any kind of medication, because this is a weakener for your immune system. There's a case study of a 31-year-old woman who went through getting inked and then developing thigh and knee pain, she had more tattoos and she got sicker. The parlor was hygienic. She had no other problems from the tattoo, but man, this has created chronic cystic fibrosis in her system. Well, she had to have a lung transplant because she had a weakened immune system, because apparently the ink in whatever tattoo she got, it challenged her immune system, and because it infected the area, the white blood cells, the immune system is going to work on that and makes the rest of your body, it just stands to reason, it makes the rest of your body weak. She has a compromised muscle inflammation, And again, inflammation is what causes all disease. And all of this is because she had an immunosuppressant in the form of whatever the chemical was in the tattoo. So a word to the wise about tattoos. Perhaps you would be thinking better about yourself if you didn't have put on. And this is not about how it looks. My son's loaded with tattoos. And I've always been concerned about what it does to his system. But at any rate, partner the personal side aside, partner yourself with good, strong information. And if you're considering tattoos, perhaps you might want to reconsider that decision. It weakens your immune system. Word from today's Good Day Health Show. Here, Ken Kronhaus to fix the problems, at least give you ideas. I thought it was interesting as I look at, I read some of the same things that you do, Ken, on popular medicine, popular medications. Some of the things used by a lot of people in our country have a nasty tendency to accelerate cognitive decline, bring us into Alzheimer's, Advil even, Tylenol, Excedrin, Claritin. I mean, there are a bunch of things from various categories, Benadryl, antihistamines, that kind of stuff. So these are supposed to be good for you, and yet they really aren't when it comes to the parasympathetic nervous system. What did you learn in medical school about these things, and is the information changing? I mean, it's good in some circumstances. I know Mucilex dries up mucus, and that's great when you've got a bad cold, that kind of stuff. But apparently some of the ingredients can lead to Parkinson's.
Well, what I learned in medical school, and I have confirmed throughout my career, you know, I'm 40 years out of medical school,
right,
is that in every little pill, there's a little bit of poison, but in every little pill, there's a ton of good things. And you have to respect the good things and the poison. And every time you take anything, you have to ask yourself, is the risk of taking this worse
well,
than the risk of not taking it?
Well, how does the individual know, though?
So you have
is it up to the doctor?
That's where you shouldn't be being your own doctor. You need to talk to a good physician. And that's where having either a specialist, if you have a specialized issue, or a good generalist is so helpful.
Apparently, this is not the first time these kind of drugs have been implicated in these sort of problems, whether it's Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. You know, we all talk, we get cynical about this stuff. Who pays for the study? There's so much money to be made selling these things. Do people get in the way of the real information and what people really ought to know about all these products? I think the answer to that is yes, but I tend to be very cynical when it comes to these sorts of things. NyQuil apparently has ingredients that are really bad for you. And I thought it was just, isn't it alcohol that puts you to sleep? What is there about NyQuil that calms the cough? What is there? What do they put in it? When I have a really bad cough, I use NyQuil in the past, and I'm wondering, good God, what did I do to my body?
Well, again, NyQuil should not be taken every night, but if you have this unbearable symptoms, using these things on a short-term basis are okay.
I was dating a woman once in Los Angeles who couldn't go to sleep at night. She'd gotten so hooked on NyQuil that she couldn't go to sleep until she had a teaspoon of NyQuil.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No.
Dextromethorphan for cough, acetaminophen, antihistamines. I mean, these things are okay, but then again, I don't want to make people crazy. If they have chronic illnesses where they can't survive without them, then you have no choice, and you have to do the best you can and offset these issues with an incredibly healthy lifestyle and minimize all your other risks. So you can offset these things.
Yeah, but it takes you're managing your body. You're managing your health. You need to be on top of it. You can't rely. Ken's job is not to make you healthy. Ken's job is to advise you. You make up your own mind. He's going to
find a doctor who is very prevention oriented, and they will help you through this.
Yeah, that's very, very. Prevention is not, doesn't get paid for by insurance. That shows you how little
there
regard.
There are doctors out there who are interested, and it's now evidence-based prevention. It's no longer a dirty word, and mainstream doctors are interested in prevention these days.
All right. Talk to prevention when you talk to your doctor. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the advice here as we continue on the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pillen. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know that we're known for our health expertise here on this program. Good Day Health has two doctors. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us to focus on more of the items that he studies from the journals of medicine. There are always studies going on. We always ask the question, well, are the studies a reflection of who's paying for them? I guess it depends. Here's a study that I'm guessing is probably pretty accurate, Ken, the blood sample study. And whether or not the information that comes out of it would lead you to believe you'd be a good candidate for losing weight, right? Yeah. That's very interesting. I thought. And does, sometimes these things get too down into the weeds. Such, I mean, that's how you put it. Let's not get too down into the weeds. But this is something, and the reason that you like to go through these is because you can synthesize the information and tell people what it really means. So, what do we mean when we focus on blood work and dieting?
Exactly, Doug. Imagine a blood test detecting small molecules, revealing whether a person is following a prescribed diet. Well, the future is here. Findings published this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrate that dozens of measurable metabolites in the blood can easily show adherence to a diet. This was shown using the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. This is a diet which is designed to lower blood pressure, emphasizing fruits and vegetables while restricting red meat, sodium, and sweets.
Uh-huh. So would you go on this diet?
I use this diet tied with the Mediterranean diet, the combination of the two. The DASH diet is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And I add to that the Mediterranean diet, which adds things like fish, chicken, turkey, olive oil. And these two diets, some people call them the mind diet when you put them together. But the neat thing is, you know, you ask a patient, you suggest a patient to do it, nothing's working, they're gaining weight, their blood pressure's up. Well, here you can have a blood test to confirm whether they're following doctor's instructions.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is wow, and it's here.
Technology, man. Okay, there is a focus on heavy people and why they have trouble losing weight. And I've always been fascinated by this. there are different types of problems with weight. Some people have a thyroid problem. Some people have medical problems. Some people just eat the wrong stuff. So how do we discern the difference here?
Well, people can be overweight for thyroid problems, and I think more people wish they could easily explain it that way. That's just 2% of the people who are overweight or who are obese. But the news this week is that overweight and obese folks hold starkly different views on diet and exercise than their normal weight peers. Taste is their top consideration when choosing what to eat. Nutritional labels are rarely examined, and their relationship with food tends to be more impulsive and emotional. This is according to the Hudson Institute report this week. And while many obese folks were open to the idea of smaller meal portions, they were less likely to exercise than normal weight people. Cost was a factor, with many believing that healthier foods were more expensive. And if you choose correctly, they don't have to be.
All right, so I wonder how much of this stuff can be moved by technology. I was looking at the story of there's a new brain implant device that actually you can plug into your brain that will reanimate limbs of people who are suffering from paralysis, who have been injured, that sort of thing. And I was thinking, okay, one more step. How come you can't plug in something into the brain to help people stop eating or making bad choices?
I think that will be coming because a lot of this is how your brain reacts to a lot of these issues. And brain massages would work.
Yeah, I would think. Well, this is actually something that you stick in your brain. It's a probe that sticks into your brain. Wow. What the future holds for us. As long as we're talking about losing weight, let's focus on the here and the now and the number one item, Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the healthiest choice around for weight loss. This is not an inexpensive way for you to go through, but you get benefits. You're going to go through the program, you're going to lose the weight, you want to stay off the obese list. Then get on to Calitren. It's really an amazing product that works because it's using the body to lose weight. You need collagen in your body. That's natural, but the amount in your body starts to decline when you get older. So fat creeps in because you don't have enough collagen to keep the lean muscle mass as prominent. So add collagen, you're all set. Collagen peptides, the number one ingredient in Calitren. Want to lose weight guaranteed the natural way? Go to toploss.com. Special 10% discount on the bottles you buy using the DJV code. That's toploss.com or call them to order. Lose the weight at 833-TOPLOSS.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.